Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's Monday, December the 2nd. So did everybody survive the Thanksgiving weekend? If it was Thanksgiving where you're at? I had a 5-day weekend. Oh my gosh. Do I want to go back to work today? Hell no. It was really warm. And it's going to be warm today. It's kind of damp though. Did everybody survive Black Friday? Oh my God. What a crazy event. And today all you hear is Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday. How many people are going to shop today? How many people do the whole shopping weekend thing? My cousin said this year she was going to go out and get the sales. I think it's crap myself. I went out with my mother on Friday. However, I didn't do the crazy Black Friday event. Like, the big name stores that had the sales and people beating each other up for a $29 tablet. I went to a lot of local stores that are only owned here. Of course, that was Small Business Saturday, but I did it Friday. And they had sales, like a lot of like the consignment stores, thrift stores that I go to, that you like take your slightly gently used items and then you turn them in for cash. Hell, them stores were... One was a dollar. Everything was a dollar. It was kind of crazy, but you know, for a dollar, whatever. Was I disappointed in the events? I think it's just insane how people get so, into the thing. And Thanksgiving, and it was funny because my man-child texted me and said, Happy Thanksgiving, and he always says, Mom. Even though we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. And it's true, it's not my favorite holiday. I hate it. I've never liked Thanksgiving. There's something about it that just give me some turkey, gravy, some spuds, biscuits, and butter, and pumpkin pie, and we're good. Yep, all the rest is just extra work. And I had a non-traditional Thanksgiving, thank God, and it was nice. I will say that I did set up my Christmas tree, which I had said I wasn't going to, set one up, but I did. And the other thing, too, was... this month, for my culture, we celebrate what's called posadas, los posadas, and it's basically the reenactment of the journey of Mary and Joseph looking for lodging, and they used to do it, outside, and you'd go from, neighbor's house to neighbor's house, and you have little kids representing Mary and Joseph, and you have all the parents and the candlelight falling behind, and they sing and basically prayer, and then there's a big party afterwards, and they do it for 9 days to represent the 9 months of pregnancy for Mary. And I remember doing this a couple times with my grandparents. And it starts, I think, mid-December, and then it's supposed to end Christmas Eve night. And there's different variations of it, but that's what we do. That's what I was raised as Mexican to do, part of our culture, to celebrate Christmas. It's all about the family, kind of like, all I can think of is the mob when you see them in movies and they're gathered around cooking and tons of children and the old folks, the old men in one area and the old women in the kitchen. Yeah, kind of like that, only Mexicans. Alrighty, so, yep, that's it for Monday. Laterness, people. Six.